Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Level Up Your Leadership Skills and Success Habits for Entrepreneurs and Professionals by Debbie Neal, is a business and personal development book focused on leadership, mindset, and habit formation. Written for entrepreneurs and working professionals, it presents leadership as a matter of how a person thinks, acts, and consistently shows up in daily life rather than as a title or role. The book draws on Neal's background as a network marketing leader, keynote speaker, and podcast host to offer practical guidance on building confidence, raising standards, and creating momentum through disciplined action. Its purpose is to help readers move beyond limitation-focused thinking and develop the habits and self-leadership required for business growth, stronger relationships, and broader influence. The tone and framing suggest a direct, applied approach aimed at readers who want usable leadership ideas rather than abstract theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership has self-direction before team management. A central idea in the book is that leadership starts internally, with self-leadership, before it ever shows up in the way someone manages others. The available description emphasizes how a person thinks, how they show up, and whether they take responsibility for their own direction. That framing matters because it shifts leadership away from status or organizational position and toward personal discipline and consistency. For entrepreneurs and professionals, this means leadership is not postponed until a business scales or a team is built. Instead, it is practiced in everyday decisions, work habits, and responses to pressure. This approach is especially relevant in entrepreneurial settings, where a person often has to create structure before external accountability exists. The book appears to treat that internal structure as the foundation for later influence, making self-management the first test of leadership maturity. Secondly, mindset as the engine behind business growth. The book repeatedly connects leadership with mindset, presenting thinking patterns as a direct influence on business performance and personal progress. Rather than treating mindset as an isolated motivational theme, it ties it to practical outcomes such as confidence, momentum, and the ability to act with purpose. The description suggests that readers are encouraged to stop concentrating on limitations and begin building from belief, vision, and action. That is a significant distinction because it places mental habits upstream of results. If thinking remains defensive or doubtful, behavior will usually remain limited as well. For readers in business, this creates a useful framework for understanding why technical skill alone is often not enough. A strong mindset helps sustain effort, tolerate uncertainty, and keep moving when outcomes are not immediate. The book's emphasis on taking control of one's thinking gives it a clear developmental focus rather than a purely inspirational one. Thirdly, habit formation as a repeatable leadership system. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on success habits as a practical system for leadership development. The available material points to discipline, consistent behavior, and daily routines as key mechanisms for growth. This matters because habits make leadership repeatable. They turn intention into behavior that can be sustained under pressure. Instead of relying on bursts of motivation, the reader is directed toward practices that build reliability over time. In entrepreneurial and professional contexts, that is especially important because results often depend on steady execution rather than occasional intensity. The book appears to argue that stronger habits create stronger standards, and stronger standards change outcomes across business and personal life. By linking habits to leadership, Neal presents a framework in which influence is earned through consistency. This gives the book a practical orientation. Readers are not only told to aim higher, but also shown that daily discipline is the structure that supports higher performance. Fourthly, purposeful influence across business, relationships, and goals. The book does not restrict leadership to a single setting. Instead, it presents leadership as something that influences business results, relationships, and personal goals at the same time. That broader scope suggests an integrated view of development, where a stronger leader in one area becomes a stronger person overall. The description highlights momentum that carries into multiple parts of life, which implies that leadership habits are transferable rather than confined to the workplace. This is useful for readers who want more than narrow business tactics because it positions leadership as a way of organizing priorities and behavior across contexts. Purpose is another key element here. The goal is not only to perform better, but to lead with intention and create lasting impact. This gives the book a moral and directional dimension without becoming abstract. Readers are encouraged to evaluate not just what they accomplish, but how they show up and what kind of effect they have on the people and environments around them. Lastly, entrepreneurial leadership for raising standards and overcoming limits. The book is clearly aimed at entrepreneurs and professionals who want to grow their influence, which places it in the category of applied leadership and business development. Its emphasis on raising standards and overcoming limitation, focused thinking makes it relevant to readers who are already active and demanding environments but need a sharper operating mindset. The support material suggests the book is practical and direct rather than theoretical, which is important in a crowded leadership genre where many books repeat broad advice without offering a clear behavioral focus. Neil's experience in network marketing and podcasting also helps position the book within a real-world entrepreneurial context, especially for readers familiar with team-based business models and personal branding. The result is a leadership book that appears to speak to growth stage readers who need accountability, direction, and a stronger internal baseline. Its value lies less in complex theory than in its ability to connect leadership identity with everyday performance expectations. In conclusion, Level Up Your Leadership is best suited for entrepreneurs, professionals, and network marketing readers who want leadership guidance grounded in daily practice rather than abstract management theory. It should also appeal to readers who feel stuck between ambition and execution, since the book repeatedly focuses on mindset control, discipline, and consistent habits as the basis for growth. What makes it stand out in the crowded leadership and self-development category is its tightly integrated focus on personal responsibility, belief, and action. Instead of separating business performance from personal development, it treats them as connected outcomes of how a person thinks and behaves. Neil's background as a network marketing leader and podcast host gives the book a practical tone that may resonate with readers looking for real-world application. Compared with broader leadership books, this one is narrower in audience but more specific in emphasis, especially around self-leadership, standards, and momentum. Readers looking for a concise, action-oriented framework for leading themselves and influencing others will likely find it the most useful. If you would like to support Debbie Neil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.